February 2. But ye are come unto Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, Hebrews 12:22. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness, and darkness, and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart, and so terrible was the sight, that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake, but ye are come unto Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Hebrews 12:18-22. Mount Sinai brought bondage and fear. Nobody became righteous and just by the law. By the law people learned what sin was, their mouths were closed, they began to see the horror of sin, and the law prepared them like a schoolmaster for Christ. Now we are come unto Mount Sion, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the heavenly city. This is our heavenly goal. Whether we worship under a tree, in a brick or stone building, in a tent, under the starry sky, or by a river bank, the place does not matter very much, but it is the spirit among the people that matters. When we worship God in spirit and in truth, He is pleased. He does not want a big building. He wants us to build His heavenly city. Nowadays, men are very proud of their big, grand, stone buildings, but often there is no real life of the Lord Jesus Christ there. Do not go into bondage again, but look for the heavenly city, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and where we have the benefit of His advocacy, His blood for cleansing, the protection of God's angels, and the fellowship of God's saints, where there is true oneness. That is our privilege. But where there are rites, ceremonies, and rituals, it means the devil has robbed people of their liberty and their joy. Do not allow the enemy to deceive you any longer. The Lord has set you free, remain free and enjoy your liberty as a child of God. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Do not go back into bondage and be a slave to any formality, but live in the Spirit. You may say you are born again and may take part in the Lord's table in a simple way, but if you do not live the life you profess and live in enmity and jealousy, you will bring death and bondage. The Spirit of God must work freely. May the Lord break every bondage and keep us free.